Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Him whose incarnations, qualities and activities are mysterious imitations of worldly affairs. One who invokes His transcendental names, even unconsciously, at the time he quits his life, he is certainly washed immediately of the sins of many, many births and obtain him without fail. Please repeat after me. Let me take shelter of those lotus feet of him whose incarnations, qualities and activities are mysterious imitations of worldly affairs. One who invokes his transcendental names, even unconsciously, at the time he quits this life, is certainly washed immediately of the sins of many, many births, and obtain him without fail. Purport. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The activities of the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are a kind of imitation of the activities going on in the material world. He is just like an actor on a stage. An actor imitates the activities of a king on stage, although actually he is not the king. Similarly, when the Lord incarnates, he imitates parts with which he has nothing to do. It's interesting. He imitates parts which he has nothing to do with it. So what does he do it? Actually, it's the other way around. We imitate the behavior of the Lord. But in any case, in Bhagavad Gita 4.14, it is said that the Lord has nothing to do with the activities in which he is supposedly engaged. Namam karmani limpanti, name karma phalespriya. The Lord is omnipotent. Simply by his will, he can perform anything and everything. When the Lord appeared as Lord Krishna, he played the part of the son of Yashoda and Nanda, and he lifted the Govardhan hill, although lifting a hill is not his concern. He can lift millions of Govardhan hills by his simple desire. He does not need to lift it with his hands, but he imitates the ordinary living entity by this lifting, and at the same time he exhibits his supernatural power. Thus, his name is chanted as the lifter of Govardhan Hill, O Sri Govardhanadhari. Therefore, he acts in his incarnations and his partiality to the devotees are all imitations only. Just like the stage makeup of an expert dramatical player, his acts in the capacity, however, are all omnipotent. And the remembrance of such activities of the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as powerful as the Lord Himself. Ajamil, remember the holy name of Lord Narayan by merely calling the name of his son, Narayan, and that gave him a complete opportunity to achieve the highest perfection of life. End of purport.
Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur mulitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah.
Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadandikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhatta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachala Pangalam Gayate Giri. Yarkpatam Hambande Shiguru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of my spiritual master, laymen can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And again, by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words today on Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master and to Srila Prabhupada and to all the Acharya and to all the devotees and to Lord Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Varsta Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvarni Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Vaskyada Desantarine. Vancha Kalpadruvascha Kripa Sindhuvya Vacha Paditanam Bhavani Bhyo Vashnavi Bhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna. So, this is very nice verse, yeah. Forgive me, I didn't prepare much on this because it was short notice. But Srimad Bhagavatam, it's beautiful and it's full of surprise, glorification of the Lord and the devotees. It's all auspicious. There is no mistake that we can make when we read the Bhagavatam sincerely, whether we have the intelligence to comprehend the content, or whether we are new devotees, middle-class devotee, neophyte, madhyama, uttama. Bhagavatam sees no difference. Anyone who, it's like opening the window. When you open the window, you get fresh air, breath of fresh air, and you get life when you wake up in the morning. So Bhagavatam is like that. When you open up Bhagavatam, you get a breath of fresh air. Whether you are sick, you know, new devotee, materialist with a material desire, whether you are healthy, whether you are fit, the oxygen, you know, it goes in the lungs and gives life. It's the juice of life, spiritual life. So if we sincerely open the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the energy of Krishna will be, you could say, pregnating our consciousness, our heart. Just like when you inhale smoke, then you get a cancer and stuff. But when you inhale some perfume, you know, you get nice fragrance. But when you inhale fresh air, it's very good for your health. That's what it is, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a breath of fresh air. It's not, doesn't have, it's like, you know, a glass of water, pure. Not contaminated by anything else. And water, it's the purest amrit, juice of life. Water, it maintains us in our existence.
So Srimad Bhagavatam, I had a glance yesterday which verse was, and then I went to sleep. Usually I do that, and then something gets cooked up by the next morning. And it's interesting that the very first paragraph of the purport, that Lord, He appears to imitate the activities of the living entities as an actor. I used to be one myself before I joined a stuntman and some acting, but you have to do a lot of rehearsing and a lot of... you know, you have to portray whatever the protagonist, the director tells you to do. You have to, and you have to be someone else that you're not. You have to imitate someone else. That's what it means to be an actor. Play the part, you know, a good part, a bad part. So Krishna, he appears to imitate, but he's very boring for him. He's got nothing to do, Prabhupada says. Yeah, he imitates the activities, the boring activities of the living entities. Because his activities, they are extraordinary. You know, he can eat with his hands, he can look with his feet, he can speak, you know, through a burning bush, he can... He can actually come as a fish. He can come, God, he can come as a lion, as a pig, if you want. He can come as a tortoise. He can play the part of a coward rancher. You know, he sees the enemy and he can defeat them just by them chasing him. And he leads them into the cave of death. Muchukunda, he told, you know, that Krishna was a coward. Krishna was running away and appeared to be afraid. But actually it was a pastime for him. Afraid. Lord is never afraid of anyone. How can a father be afraid of his children? Sometimes, you know, the father, he plays hide-and-seek, isn't it, with his children. And he appears to, you know, the child, you know, he bounces on the father and he tries to beat him up, and the father goes down. And that's Krishna. He does that sometimes. He appears to, when he has a fight with the demons, he allows them, you know, to give him a blow. Just like when he came on his very first incarnations, speaking about incarnations, he came as a boar, as a hog. And he was holding, don't ask me how he was holding a club with his hooves. What do you say in English, hooves? Stubbed. No, the hands, the hooves. The feet and the hands of the pig or the boar, hooves, and he was holding the club, but Hiranyaksha was swearing at him, and the Lord, he felt some pain. You know, he's calling me a pig, he's calling me dirty animal, so he felt offended, and that's the feeling, you know, sometimes. The father, he gets some insult from his son, and he feels offended. He feels the pain, you know, because of the misconception of his son. But then Saraswati, she dovetailed those verbal insult of Hiranyaksha into Vedic hymns. And then the Lord took them as prayers, elegy. And the blow on his chest, Hiranyaksha you know, through the blow on his chest. And the Lord, you know, he felt some pain, but actually it was like garlands, you know, when someone throws a garland on your chest. Prabhupada explained, you know, that everything was dovetailed in a spiritual, beautiful way, because nobody can hurt the Lord. Nobody can offend God. Everything, it's impossible. Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. The real offense, because Hiranyaksha was angry, but he saw the Lord as a person, then Prabhupada in the purport said that it was good. Was good, why? Because at least, you know, the Lord, he felt that someone is paying attention to me. Compared to the, not like the impersonalist, they completely negate, avoid the existence of God, and that is the worst pain that we can give to Krishna, Mayavad impersonalism. Actually, Prabhupada, he did not come to the West. This is one of my own understanding, a realization, correct me if I am wrong, not to mainly purify us from sinful activity and offenses, because these activities, they're from ignorance, but actually from the real pain, you know, that we can give to God and to the world, which is Shunyavadi, the voidism and impersonalism. He came to liberate all of us from this mentality, because that is more dangerous than generating sinful activities. You can get atonement for sinful activities, just like at the end of the purport, just by chanting Hare Krishna sincerely at the time of death. Did I read that? Oh, it's my imagination.
I think it was there.
It was, isn't it? In the purport, at the end. Very interesting. That and the remembrance of such activities of the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as powerful as the Lord Himself. Just by remembering Him. Shravanam. I want to speak, you know, Kirtanam. Ajamil, remember the holy name of the Lord, Narayan, by merely calling the name of his son, Narayan. And that gave him a complete opportunity to achieve the highest perfection of life. It's at the end of the translation, I think, also. Yes. One who invokes his transcendental names even unconsciously, like Ajamil did, at the time he quits this life, he certainly washed immediately of the sins of many, many births and obtains him without fail. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, they go back home, back to Godhead. What is the verse? 1857, Chetas, Bhatyamam Abhijanati Yavanyachasmi Tattvata, Tatomam Tattvatonyatva, Vishati, Tadanantaram. This word Vishati means, is very luxurious word. It doesn't mean that by chanting sincerely the name of Krishna we achieve the access into the kingdom of God, but we achieve God. That means maybe in this life or in the next life. Just like Ajamil, at the time of his death, he had a second chance. The Yamaduta, they had to release the soul. They backed off from the order of the Vishnuduta, and they released the soul back into the body of Ajamil. And then he didn't, just by chanting the name of Narayan, you know, he didn't go
back home, back to Godhead. This Vishate. To achieve Vishate means entering the kingdom of God. It's the ultimate goal of life. Param Gati. You know, Narayanam Param Yogo, Narayanam Param Jnanam. The goal of knowledge is Narayan, the goal of yoga is Narayan, Narayanam Param Tapa. The goal of austerity is to achieve Narayan. And the last one, Narayanam Param Gati. Gati is also Vishate, they're synonymous. That the goal of the goal of worshipping Narayana is Param Gati, is the spiritual world. Ajamil, when he chanted the names of Narayan, he achieved the Lord's mercy. That's what it means. It says here, after many, many births, and obtains him without fail. You attain the Lord in your life without fail. But doesn't mean you attain the kingdom of God. That means sometimes we think, oh, by chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death, it's guaranteed I go back home, back to Godhead. That's something we have to understand. Maybe, maybe not. It's up to Krishna. If we are prepared, we do go. But if we have unfinished business, we achieve the Lord in our life for the next life. Until we clear up all the rest of the sinful activities, just like Ajamil did, you know, he came back from his coma, from his nightmare, and then he went to where did he go? Prayag, Hardwar, yes. And he performed, he concluded all his unfinished business by worshipping the Lord, worshipping the Ganges, and then, when all his sins they were eradicated, he went back home, back to Godhead. It's interesting, the only name it's, but we are more interested to achieve the Lord in our lives than the house of the Lord, isn't it? Even I don't mind myself, I'm a book distributor. And I'm not really, I can say boldly in the microphone for all those who are hearing online, devotees, we have to go back home, back to Godhead, we have to be eager, we have to be... I used to be like that, but not anymore. Doesn't matter anymore to me. If I can carry on my service, distributing books, serving the Lord in my next life, because if I can achieve the Lord in my life, in my future, the company of the Lord, then I'm a happy man. You know, sometimes we go so anxious to go back home, back to Godhead. We go there, but then what? The chant, the dance, the prasad. But there's a lot to do here. That's why Lord Chaitanya is very much happy for those who stay back. Srila Prabhupada, we don't know. Why did he come to earth? He came, you know, pure devotee of the Lord, because there is business to do. Lord Chaitanya, God himself, he renounces his title. He doesn't like to be seen as a God. Sometimes there is something, you know, in his loving exchange between Radha and Krishna and all the devotees, the spiritual, there is no preaching there going on. But there is something missing, the crown jewel of this rasa, bhakti rasa. Love between Krishna and his devotee, exchange of love. Yeah, that's nice, that's beautiful, very poetic, very nice. But there is something that bugs the Lord, that crown jewel of love, which is compassion. And that's how Lord Chaitanya, then he comes out of the heart of Radha and Krishna, and he comes as Mahaprabhu with all his associates to come as an act of compassion
to bring that love down here, and we can have it here. You can be, it's just like, you know, the mom and daddy, they're having a party with all the friends, with all their kids, but there is one or two kids missing. So it's a beautiful party, very nice. They drink, they eat, they, you know, they're warm. There is a storm outside the house, in the middle of the winter, but they know there's two kids missing. And some of the older kids, they said, "Mommy, Daddy, don't worry. You enjoy the party, but I'll go and search for them." How dear they become to the mom, dear they become to the mom and daddy. The older sons, they go out into the cold to bring back their lost children. The prodigal son. That's the story of the prodigal son. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaji was citing this story. He saw this movie. You know, this family, they were fighting enemies. And they were in the house, there were so many kids. And some of them, you know, they didn't know if they were hurt, they were killed, or they were injured. And some of the older son, they went out without even the blessings of the mom and daddy. And they brought back, you know, the younger brother, the younger brothers. And the father was very, very pleased. The father and the mother. Why? So Tamal Krishna Maharaja saw this movie on the plane, black and white movie. And then he cited the story here on the Bhagavatam. And I'm citing the same story. He said that's what the Lord Krishna does, you know, with Radharani. He's having beautiful party. You know, they're happy in the spiritual world. But sometimes, you know, his pure devotees, they come down. And they come into the storm, you know, to bring all of us back. That's why he says in the Gita, you know, that no one is more dear to me than such a soul who preaches this message to my devotees. He didn't say, Krishna doesn't use the word, no one is dear to me more than those who preach this message to the karmi. Does he say that? Does he say to the demons? No, he doesn't use the words of demon. He doesn't say materialistic people. No, he says to my devotee. Because at the end of the day, everyone outside there is a devotee of Krishna. But they were forgotten. So, with that understanding, we practice spiritual life. You know, we join the movement, we take prasad, we evolve ourselves spiritually, we read the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we feel inspired, we feel happy. Association of devotees there, Vaishnava Seva, we serve each other. But then what? That crown jewel of the Jivadoya. The Jivadoya, if it's not there, then our spiritual life is not complete. Jivadoya means mercy to the innocent. Otherwise, then we remain, I always says that, that we remain Sunday feast devotee. Sunday feast devotees, those come to the temple, you know, enjoy the prasad. But that's fine. I mean, I don't want to say anything. It's not a critical statement. It's good to remain a Sunday feast devotee. That's fine. You can go back home, back to Godhead, just by taking prasad, chandari Krishna, following the four regularity principles. That's fine. Nobody will judge you. Nobody should judge you. Actually, I shouldn't really say. Those devotees are special. If they can save themselves, at least they're working on themselves. They don't go out distributing books, they don't go out preaching, but they're giving the book to themselves. They're preaching to themselves.
So they're saving themselves. They're doing some favor to themselves. That's good. That's what the guru wants to see. But there's always someone who stretches their intelligence, you know, say, no, let me go out and do a little bit of Harinam, a little bit of book distribution, a little bit of prasad distribution. Because those are the activities that are very much pleasing to Krishna. When we come out of the comfort zone, which is the temple, the house, whatever comfort zone is, and you go out and tell someone something about Krishna. You know, I was going to the bank. I was looking after my wife last week. I couldn't go out much on books. She hasn't been well. But I went to the bank, you know. It was boring business. And then the lady, Muslim lady, she was... you know, she saw some transaction because I give some charity food for all, you know, regularly, and said, oh, you take care. I also occasionally feed the homeless, you know, and do things. Very nice religious lady. And then we clicked up, you know, in preaching. And I said, you know, I understand you are from Islamic background, but, you know, all the religions, they're like many rivers, they all go in one ocean. You call the same God, Allah, the powerful one. I also believe in Allah, the most powerful one. Krishna, the most beautiful one. The Buddha, the most intelligent one. God is God names according to his qualities, but he's the same God. Anyway, so she got intrigued and I gave her a book. A little book. I had some books in the bag. And she said, you know what, I'm going to read it with an open heart. It was nice, you know, to tell someone something about Krishna. Even though people, they are indoctrinated in their culture, in their religion, background, you know, they created this fortress around themselves because the parents, that's the way they brought them up. Even the Hindus, believe it or not, some of them, they don't want to know anything about the Hare Krishna or Bhagavatam, or because I'm already Hindu. I love Krishna. But they don't know very much about Mahaprabhu. You ask them who is Sriman Mahaprabhu or Gornitai or Srila Prabhupada, and it's because of the labyrinth, you know, they're lost in their culture, in their belief. Sometimes we have to break through. That's why Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Braja. Break out of all these religions, the Lord says. Hinduism, you know, Catholicism, you know, Islamic, Christianity. Sarva Dharma Parityaja means, you know, give up all these variety of religion, and try to understand me, surrender to me. Then you will become free from all your sins. Because the real religion is to love God and develop, and to love God we have to try to develop love for all the conditioned souls. And in this way we guarantee ourselves the attainment of Krishna. And whether or not we go back home, back to Godhead, that it's a decision made by the Lord. It's up to him, not up to us. But once you hear and remember the names of Krishna, you are safe. You know, you are, even there is no more fear. At the time of death, you will be protected. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Any questions? Maybe one or two questions? Sorry, I couldn't see. Yes, we went 3 minutes over. There is one question over there.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Wonderful class. I just wanted to ask you, why do you say that Krishna, I think it's boring when he comes, you know, to do his leelas here on earth? You said he was bored.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, I have to paraphrase, it's bored, you know, to be like an actor. You know, that's what Prabhupada says, he's not interested to imitate. It's boring for him to imitate, you know, the activities of, because we do things by hand. He likes more extraordinary things. You know, like he can, like Prabhupada says in the purport, that he can lift millions of Govardhan hills simply by his desire. That's more extraordinary. He can eat with his eyes like he does every day. So that's not boring for him. It's something that we cannot, it's extraordinary, that no mortal living entity they can do. He said, it's in the purport, that he's not interested, isn't he? Prabhupada, or did I, what does he say? Yeah. He's just like an actor on stage. An actor imitates the activities of a king on stage, although actually he's not the king. Similarly, when the Lord incarnates, he imitates parts with which he has nothing to do. He has nothing to do with it, you know, and it's something that he does it out of duty. You know, to play the part of a king, or to play the part of Kshatriya, the fighter, to play the part of the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. But of course, later on in the purport, he said, you know, he offered partiality into the pastimes of his devotee. He does it out of love. So there are so many purpose why he comes down, for his lila, for purifying us, for you know, for his own pastimes, you know. So it's we have to qualify that statement. Boring in the sense that he has to imitate the activity, the conventional activity that everybody does. Sleeping, eating, mating, defending. You know, these are the perpetual activities which are in the praja, in the 8,400,000 species of life. And even the animals, they do that. So the Lord, he comes, you know, and it appears to be, but it's not extraordinary for him, you know, to do that. So, but, you know, he imitates, you know, he tried to put the finger underneath Govardhan Hill, but actually he can lift it with his desire. It's not that he's feeling the weight of the hill on his finger. So for him, it's not extraordinary. That's what it's boring in that sense, you know, it was boring for him because, you know, he was more, he was looking at the gopis, and then sometimes, you know, the hill will shake, you know, and everyone was feeling, oh my God, it's uncomfortable. So the activities which are not boring for the Lord, it's the exchange between him and his devotees. When it comes to love, and in our rasa with the Lord, or when he listens to our prayers, it's not boring. Just like now, he's listening to the prayers of Lord Brahma, and he empowers him. He likes that. He loves that. When we pay attention, what is praying to the Lord? It means paying attention. Just like sometimes, you know, I feel weak, drained. You know, I'm a diabetic. You know, and I don't have any energy. But I won't distribute a few books. I go out just for 2-3 hours. And I said, my dear Lord, you know, okay, that's my situation. I'm paying attention to you. I talk to him. I'm on my own, and for me, that is like a prayer. A prayer doesn't mean, you know, oh, wonderful Lord, your lotus feet, you know, are fragrant like a lotus flower. I don't know how to pray like Lord Brahma. But just by talking to the Lord, he likes that. He likes it because we're paying attention to him. That is a prayer. And he will listen. That is not boring. Just like, you know, the father is looking on the screen. The son is lost, and somehow or another he can see what he's doing. And the son, you know, in the middle of his lost environment, you know, he's talking. He says, where are you, father? Guide me. Please guide me. And the father, you know, he pays attention, you know. And he tries his best, you know, to give some direction, some signs, or send someone, you know, to... You know, he gives his positive energy to empower the child, you know, to do the right thing and to come back to him. That is not boring. All right. Thank you very much. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.